Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 8, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Couple FYIs. On April 3rd, this was this week on Tuesday, my connection to the web page host iPower was blocked continuously for over an hour during the 4 a.m. hour. With a message connection reset, I was trying to upload April 1st, 2018 show audio, post Juxta's numbers 46 and 47. Please listen to them again, as well as the PDF. I was also trying to upload the PDF draft number 1027, which included the draft for today's show. Hopefully, the most recent draft and in fact, it has been uploaded this morning, as well as all the audio from last week's show. That draft number uploaded this morning, the most recent draft for our show today is number 1032. Sisters and brothers, quoting Nikola Tesla from our August 21st, 2016 show. He was speaking in 1914, the year the global power guys declared officially continuous war on us to give them space for the development of Nikola Tesla's EMF weapon and wireless power transmission. Quote, "So long as there are different nationalities, there will be patriotism. This feeling must be eradicated from our hearts before permanent peace can be established. Its place must be filled by love of nature and scientific ideal. Science and discovery are the great forces which will lead to the consummation of war. I've just made known an invention which will show to electricians how to produce immense electrical pressures and activities. By their means, many wonderful results will be achieved. The human voice and likeness will be flashed around the globe without wire. Energy projected through space. The wastes of the ocean will be made safe to navigation. Transport facilitated. Rain precipitated at will. Advances of this kind will, in times to come, remove the physical causes of war, the chief of which is the vast extent of this planet. The gradual annihilation of distance will put human beings in closer contact and harmonize their views and aspirations. The harnessing of the forces of nature will banish misery and want and provide ample means for safe and comfortable existence." Unquote. Brilliant man, to say the least. This goal, the reconciling of the world, for us to live as one, unification, love, not by an emperor imposed, but by hearts grown sufficient to accomplish it. The work, the only work, harmonization of our interests by means of love freely given through our power of reflection and association, the only work that deserves our attention.